Hello, my loves. This is a little Phyla, getting ready to record the answers to my first AMA. I'm very nervous because this is my first time doing anything like this. So, buckle up, I guess. I have some smooth jazz playing in the background. I have no idea if you can hear it or not. If you can, hopefully it's not too loud. Anyway, I posted the, announcement that I was going to be doing my AMA about a week ago, week and a half-ish or something like that. But, I honestly did not expect to get any responses, but I got two, so I'm very happy about that. Just an opportunity for you all to hear a little bit of a different side of me beyond the the moans and groans and stuff like that. So I'm just gonna jump right in. You'll have to excuse me if I fumble over my words, because a lot of times when I get nervous or flustered, my mouth talks faster than the words form, so I just kind of fumble a little bit. So you'll have to pardon me if that happens, but like I said, we have two responses. Both of them asked a handful of questions, so I am just gonna jump right in. Grab a hot drink, grab a beverage. Right now I have some green tea, a little bit of lemon juice, a little bit of honey. Tastes very, very good on this chilly day. So yeah, here we go, I guess. First group of questions comes from Baritone Bliss. And they said, hey, hello Bliss. So what I'd like to know is how you got into this recording gig. Had you been listening for a while and thought you'd give it a shot, or maybe someone suggested it to you? And how did you feel making that first recording and uploading it? If you were nervous, is it getting easier the more you record? If you do get nervous, how do you deal with those nerves when recording? And then they also asked what the story is behind my name. So I'm just going to unpack this piece by piece. So how did I get into recording? I've been listening to erotic audio for a long time. Probably, if I think about it, it's probably been like 8 years or something. 7 or 8 years that I've been listening. At first it was just on Literotica. And I just followed British Filth for a long time, because it was my first. You know, I didn't know that audio erotica existed, and as soon as I found it, I was like, oh, fuck, because it hits a really, really good spot for me. So I just followed him for a long, long time, and then sort of fell out of it for a while, and then rediscovered it a few years ago. I'm stimulated a lot by sound. So when I hear somebody who makes, you know, those mouth sounds or, you know, kissing sounds and things like that, and when they're very, very good at, sort of weaving a scenario that I can really easily just kind of slip into and imagine myself in it, hits a lot of good buttons for me. So, I had just been listening for a long time and decided, kind of just on a whim, I was like, you know what, I could probably do that. It can't be that hard, right? So I started off just narrating short erotic pieces that I had written. You know, I just sit down sometimes, and if I have a fantasy that's sort of nagging in my brain, I'll sit down and I'll write it out. And I had narrated a few of those. And I don't really recall how long I did that before I started doing ramble fabs. Probably a month or two. yeah, and then just kind of dipped my toe into, like I said, the RambleFap world, and that evolved into improvisations and things like that. So, yeah, nobody suggested it to me per se. It was just kind of me being like, you know what? That sounds fun. I'm gonna give it a shot. And I was right. It's real fun. So, how did it feel making the first recording and uploading it? Terrifying, actually. I'm, in reality, in the real world, I am very shy. I am very shy and I'm very introverted. So I didn't have much of a problem recording it myself because it was just me indulging and, you know, doing what I would normally do, obviously a little more vocally, but, and it felt very normal to me. But then when I sat down to finally upload it, I was like, ooh, this is scary. Like, knowing that somebody else is going to be, hearing this, hearing me, hearing, you know, the sounds I make and the way I play and things like that. It was, yeah, it was scary. But it has gotten easier. You know, I still get a little bit nervous. I think every audio recorder who, is in the closet, quote unquote, who hasn't told anybody that they do this, I think there's always that fear that, you know, somebody's going to discover it that you know, or that knows you, or is somehow associated with you, and then, you know, everything explodes, and they're like, oh my god, you do this, you make recordings, what? So there's always that, that little bit of fear for me, but, it's way too fun for me to not want to do it, so I just kind of keep going and hope that nobody I know stumbles upon it. How do I deal with the nerves? I just kind of dive in, you know, I, as soon as I start, kind of indulging in that fantasy, it's very easy for me to not focus on anything else. So I might get nervous in the first couple minutes, but then it's just like, you know what? I'm just in it. I'm feeling it. I'm seeing it, tasting it, smelling it, you know, touching it. And, yeah, it's a lot easier once I'm wet and turned on and playing to kind of push those nerves aside. So as far as the story behind my name, this is shifting gears a little bit because it's nerdy as fuck. So across my more anonymous social media accounts, Reddit and Twitter, I use a variation of Little Phyla or Phyla Star. So little comes from me being a little, the BDSM world, the DDLG, kink. I identify as a little. I used to identify that way a lot more than I do now, but the name kind of stuck for me and I like the way it sounds. So, that's where that comes from. And then Phyla is actually, so I'm a huge nerd and I'm a huge gamer. I play a lot of video games, and one that I have been playing for a long time is World of Warcraft. I have been playing World of Warcraft for a long time, a really long time, over 10 years. But anyway, one of my first characters was an elf and her name was Phylania. And at that time, I had been playing with a group of friends and we would all sit in a voice chat together while we play, and they would abbreviate the name just to Phyla, and that's what they would call me because I didn't give them my real name at that time. So for a long time, you know, my friend base online just knew me as Phyla. And when I started getting into the naughtier world of the internet, I just kind of decided, you know what, I'm just going to go with Phyla instead of giving out my real name, because I answer to that half the time anyway. So it stuck. So yeah, as far as on Twitter, I'm Phyla Star on Twitter. Star is my middle name. So yeah, it's just a variation of little Phyla, Phyla Star, but Phyla's always in there. And I like the way it sounds. I think it's cute. So yeah. The next pack of questions that I have comes from Longest Snack. He says, Phyla, hi. Hello, Snack. I'm just going to go down the order here. So they ask, what is your favorite hot drink? I really love coffee. I tried for a long time to get away from coffee and start drinking more tea because, you know, sugary and staining my teeth and all that bullshit. But I love coffee, man. I couldn't stay away. It's too good. But I do. I like tea. I like green tea. I'm not a huge fan of black tea at all. Usually if I want something hot, it'll be coffee or tea. I'm not a huge, huge fan of hot cocoa. I used to be when I was younger, and sometimes now I'll still get, a hankering for it, but most of the time I'll go for coffee. If I had to choose, this is a good one. If I had to choose between a world without internet and a world without orgasms, which one would I pick? And that's really difficult. That's a really hard question because I really love to come. I really love to come. I do it a lot. And to think about not coming is not a welcome thought because I love it so much. It's so fun. But on the other hand, because I game so much, I play so many video games, I have a lot of friends that I've met over the internet, online, and a lot of those people live very far away, and the only way that I can really chat with them is over the internet. So it's difficult. I think I place more value in my friendships than I do in my own pleasure. I don't know if that might be sad. I don't know, man. But yeah, I think I would choose a world without orgasms over a world without internet because I love my friends and I would much rather spend time with them. And I think eventually I would just get used to it, you know? Like I would be horribly, horribly pent up for a while. And I think eventually it would just kind of become normal and it wouldn't matter so much. So yeah, we'll go with that, I suppose. Am I a plant person? Okay. So here's the thing. I love plants, but I'm really, really terrible with plants. Like really terrible. I kill everything. Not intentionally, but it's just, I don't have a green thumb at all. At all. The only thing that I've managed to keep alive for more than like 6 months or so is my bamboo plant. I have 4 stalks of bamboo that are still kicking. They're looking a little hairy, but I'm doing everything I can to keep them alive. I'm doing my research. I'm looking up, you know, how to take care of bamboo. So they're still hanging on. I used to plant a lot of succulents because I love succulents. I think they're so beautiful. And I used to actually get a subscription box of succulent plants that would ship from California. I think it was California. And I would plant them and I would name them and I would, you know, love them so much. They were beautiful. And they all die because I'm just really bad at keeping plants alive. So I don't buy them anymore because I feel very badly that I buy all these plants. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna take care of you. You're gonna grow big and strong and then fucking dead. So I just don't do it anymore. So I guess I love plants too much to be a plant person because if I bring them into my home, they're gonna die. So I just don't do it. So next one. Have I ever used a vegetable, a cucumber, a carrot, etc., as a sex toy? No. And I don't think I ever will. For some reason, that is really kind of yucky to me. I know that there's a lot of women that do that, they'll take a cucumber, zucchini, something cock-shaped, and shove it up in there. But I'm not about to do that. That's food, you know? It's not, you're gonna throw off your pH if you're throwing stuff up in there that's not, you know, safe. I have never used a food product as a sex toy before, and I don't anticipate that I ever will. Besides, I got a lot of dildos. I don't need a cucumber. I'm good. Trust me. Do I ever get randomly horny without any particular reason? All the time. Okay. All the time. Probably if I had to guess, I would say probably at least 3 to 5 times a week. If not more. And it always happens at the worst possible times. I will be at work, I will be at the grocery store, I will be visiting my parents, and it'll just come, like, all of a sudden it'll come over me, and it's like, I want some dick. And it just sticks in my brain, and my body's like, yeah, you do want some dick. Like, it just, and I don't know why, like, I don't know where it comes from. I don't know why. It drives me insane. What I really need to do is I need to invest in I know they make like those like lipstick shaped vibrators, you know, that look like just a tube of lipstick, and you throw it in your purse and then you can, you know, sneak off and take care of yourself whenever you're out and about. I really need to get one of those. So if anybody has a suggestion for a good one, please let me know. Save me from the random horniness with no relief. Please. Do I prefer iced tea like a barbarian or hot tea like a civilized person? I'm gonna go with both. I like both. I like I said earlier, I love my green tea. I love, it's so good. But I also really like iced tea on like a hot summer day, a cup of iced tea with some ice and some lemon. So I don't know, I guess maybe I'm a cross between a barbarian and a civilized person. I'm a civilized barbarian, let's go with that. their final question, what does the fox say? Look it up, snack. I'm not singing the song. I'm not doing it. I don't know if an actual, like, fox, a real fox that's not, like, a dude in a suit making weird sounds, They make sounds, right? Foxes make sounds. Of course they do. Probably growls of some sort. I don't know, man. I'm not versed in the language of the fox. So I guess you'll have to tell me, what does the fox say, snack? So, yeah, that's all the questions I got. I'm very happy that I got any responses at all. I'm very happy. Thank you guys so much. All of you. 300 people, almost 300 people, listening to me, subscribe to me, following me. It's so wild to think that there's that many people that are, you know, listening to the stuff I post, but I am so happy to share, you know, those sexy feelings and fun times with you all, and thank you so much to Baritone Bliss and Longest Snack for sending in those questions. I hope that I answered them well, most of them anyway. I think that the next milestone that we hit, I'll probably do another one, another AMA. But until then, I suppose that I will just see you all in the next audio. Thank you so much, and have a lovely day.